Unit 1. Information Overload. 1.1. Exercise 6. Part 1.
Who are the three speakers? Why are they having a meeting together?
Hello, Dr. Lucas.
Mark, welcome, and thanks for coming along to share your experience with us today as a final year student. Can I introduce you to Jenny Boylan, who's in her first term here?
Hi, Jenny. And how are you enjoying university life?
It's great, though I'm having a few problems on the study side.
Well, that's exactly why I've arranged for us all to be here this morning.
The older woman, Dr. Lucas, has set up the meeting so that Jenny, a new student, can get some advice about studying from Mark, who is in his final year.
Part 2.
What did Mark find difficult when he started at university? Was it the subject he was studying or something else?
Well, that's exactly why I've arranged for us all to be here this morning. Now, Jenny, the first thing to say is, don't worry. Many students feel a bit at sea with their study techniques to begin with. Isn't that right, Mark?
Definitely. When I started here, I found it so different from school. It wasn't that the subject itself was suddenly more challenging. I've always loved history and been confident in my field. But at school, I really only had to use a couple of core textbooks to find out what I needed. While here at uni, I was presented with huge resources, the library, the internet, with little idea of how to use them efficiently.
Exactly. The main problem I seem to have is time wasting. I can spend a whole day in the library and come away feeling I haven't really scratched the surface.
Mark didn't find his subject, history, any more difficult. His problem at first was learning how to cope with much bigger reference sources than he had had to use at school.
Part 3.
What two things does Mark suggest Jenny should do from now on when she's in the library?
Could you give us a concrete example of what you see as time-wasting, Jenny?
Well, yesterday I had to do some background reading for an essay. I took down a big book from the shelves, thinking it would be useful. The title seemed to fit my essay topic, but it was hopeless. I sat there with it for nearly 2 hours, reading chapter after chapter, thinking that eventually I'd find what I needed. But it never happened.
OK, Jenny, first piece of advice. Don't wander along the library shelves looking at book spines. Titles can be very misleading. You'll save time by putting yourself in front of a computer and using the search tools to locate books or articles on your topic. Didn't they explain this to you on the library tour at the start of term?
I forgot to go.
Okay, well, make sure you fix up another tour immediately. They're still running them once a week, you know.
And another suggestion, Jenny. Don't just rely on books. You're likely to find much more up-to-date information in periodicals and journals, you know.
Right. I'll look for those then.
Mark advises Jenny to use the library's electronic search tools. He also advises her to look for relevant articles in periodicals and journals instead of only using books.
Part 4.
Why does Dr. Lucas warn Jenny about using the internet as a source?
And what do you both think about using the internet?
Well, it isn't always used very productively. Sure, you can get lucky and find something really useful, but other days you may retrieve virtually nothing. And perhaps even worse, sometimes you're totally inundated with possible material and then you don't know where to start.
Mark's right. I think you have to be extremely careful in this area, especially in assessing the accuracy of the facts themselves. You see, there are no quality controls on the web. Information can become out of date or maybe false or biased to start with. Use it by all means, but always evaluate what you find. You must be absolutely certain of all the sources you quote in essays.
I've got a lot to learn, haven't I?
That's true, but we're here to support you. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about asking me for more help and advice, and Mark is willing to act as your student mentor too.
In fact, why don't we go for a coffee now? Then we can get to know each other a bit better.
Thanks, I'd like that. And thank you, Dr. Lucas. It's been really helpful.
I'm pleased. Right, off you go then.
Dr. Lucas explains to Jenny information on the internet isn't always reliable because it may be out of date, inaccurate, or biased.